Welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Perrault, here off of bettingpros.com, back for another day of picks. And, well, Monday did not go very well. I should go back in the hospital. I was better in the hospital, man. 1-4 yesterday. That was not what we wanted. And, well, that's just one of those things, right? You're going to cool off. You're going to come back down to earth when 8-3 over 3 days and come back down to earth crashing, picking five games. I shouldn't have picked five games, but I'm going to go back to the well here, and I am a little bit nervous about doing it. I'm going to be honest, because I could put us into a hole here that is going to be very tough to get out of on a Tuesday. I normally don't like to come firing out of the gate with four plays on Tuesday and five plays on Monday, but this is a very unique set of circumstances. And, well, I'm just having a lot of fun with this. And hopefully you guys are enjoying the podcast, and hopefully you guys are enjoying what we're doing, and you're along for the ride. I'm loving the interaction on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @SportsTalkMatt. You guys are sweating these games with me, and it's really, really fun, and I'm really enjoying it. And so, look, I think when it comes to making plays and picks, you've got to be within your own means. And I want to reiterate something here at the top. I've talked about flat wagering a lot. We've got my record for the month of July, the first 4 weeks of the Daily Juice podcast. I'll get to that here in a second. I know some of you guys are curious about how many units I'm up. But I think it's really important to remember that the downward turn is always going to happen. It's always going to happen. We're always going to. The second week of this podcast, I went 3-9, okay? That's going to happen. You're going to have bad weeks. We are in this for the long term, the long game. One of you guys on Twitter reached out to me and said that you listened to my talk about really liking one of the plays yesterday, and you doubled up. You went on two units because you thought I was so adamant about it, and you just bought into it. I'm going to sell you on the picks because I believe in the picks. This is my money. I'm betting with you guys. I'm not like throwing out picks and being like, oh, I'm not playing. Look, when you lose, I lose. So, like, if you guys want to come after me and say, like, Matt, why did you do that? Or, well, that was stupid of you. Okay. But guess what? I'm losing, too. But bankroll management is really important, okay? So don't go crazy. Don't go firing two units or three units on a game. And we do everything based off $100. I don't know what your unit is, but if your unit is $200 or $500 or whatever it is, you've got to do it within your own means. You've got to be careful, okay? Don't go crazy. And just because you're on a heater doesn't mean the other side is not going to hit and happen. So just keep that in mind, okay? I don't want any of you guys to get into trouble. Nobody should be spending too much money here. No one should be going above and beyond their means when it comes to betting. This is entertainment. This is fun. And just have skin in the game, okay? Enjoy it. Have a good time. And look, we're going to roll with the bad times together. We're going to celebrate the victories together, right? So that's the idea. That's what we're all trying to do here. So I just want to reiterate that I do believe in flat wagering. And just because I may sell a pick harder than another one, unless I'm telling you to put two units down, and I have yet to do that in the 5 weeks we've been doing this podcast, I've told you to bet half units, but I haven't told you to bet two units. Normally, if I don't specify, it's a one-unit flat wager play. So just wanted to say that at the top before we get to the recap of Monday and talk about what's going to happen here on a Tuesday morning for our picks. So the guys at Betting Pros have been keeping track of this, and I feel like this is accurate. I know there's a couple of discrepancies we had going back and forth, but for the most part, for the first month of the year, what we went was 32-24. That was our record. I thought I was 31. They think I'm 32. I think I'm up four and a half units. They think it's 3.85. Whatever. It's fine. We're going to go with those. 32-24 is the official mark. That's what they've been keeping track of, and we're basically up four units going into this month. I'm going to go month by month because right now we just went 1-4. So clearly we're down a bunch here in the first day, you know, the Monday or the first week of week five. But we're going to go month by month. It's a long month. We're in this for the long haul. We're not looking at this from the short-term perspective, long-term perspective. So month number one, 32-24, and we're up basically four units. So we're going to try to go from there. We're going to go here into our second month, and we're just going to try to stack winning months on top of each other. We're going to have bad weeks and bad days, just part of the game and part of the fun of sports gambling. So 1-4 yesterday. Brutal, right? Just absolutely brutal. Got our teeth kicked in really bad ways. So we start with what happened in basketball. Memphis does not come close to covering that +4 against the Pelicans. And, man, Ja Morant killed us. 5 of 21 for Ja Morant. He just couldn't hit a shot. It was a good game. I mean, big lead for the Pelicans. I felt like Memphis fought really hard, and they just kind of ran out of gas. And so did Zion, for that matter. He flat out ran out of gas, too. But he made some plays down the stretch, and he was in there in the fourth quarter. And, of course, right, this is the game, not the first game, that we thought Zion would play big minutes, or at least good minutes down the stretch. This is the game where he plays down the stretch, and he looked completely out of shape. I mean, that dude has got to get a nutritionist tomorrow, and he has to start eating right because he is just way too big for an NBA basketball player. Want to play in the NFL, go right ahead. But he's sucking wind too much, and he just isn't in shape. And why isn't he in shape at all? I mean, it's a little weird that they had all this time in quarantine, and what was he doing? So Zion's body is definitely a concern for that team going forward, but we lose that bet. Lakers-Utah came down to just a couple of possessions, man. I got really, the second quarter killed us. I knew I was in trouble the second that I saw that they scored, like, 55 points at halftime. That was dangerous. The under 106.5. They hit a three and got fouled that pushed it over. And then if you had the Lakers minus six, I mean, my goodness, that was a crazy sweat. We didn't play that, but that was one of those. If that three counts, the Jazz cover. Instead, the Lakers cover, and they called a five-second call, so that Donovan Mitchell three did not count. So the Lakers wind up covering that six-point spread. So Lakers win there. They are officially the number one seed in the Western Conference, by the way. So watch that for their future games as to how they're going to approach this. So bad loss in the Laker-Utah game. Bad loss in the Memphis game. Got the Raptors game right. That was the only pick we got right, and that was a crazy sweat, or it would have been an 0-5 day. So we got that right. They win by 4, and it was a little bit controversial at the end, but we'll take it, and we needed that victory desperately. So 1-2 in the NBA yesterday, and then 0-2 in baseball. The Rockies and the Giants, they scored 5 runs in the first 5. We played the over 7.5. The total was 13. The two teams combined for 13. So they scored a bunch of runs late, not a bunch of runs early. So we got that wrong. We predicted early. Unfortunately, it came late. And then we got just a horrible break with Mike Soroka tearing his Achilles. It was 3-0, and there was a chance potentially if he had stayed out there, if he'd gotten out of that inning, he'd gotten, you know, out of that big jam and maybe kept it at 3-0, it would have been okay because potentially, you know, he comes back out there, he pitches like an ace, and maybe the 4.5 under hits for us. Instead, he blows his Achilles out. He's done. The reliever who comes in gives up a bunch of runs, and the Mets go on and win that game for Jacob DeGrom, who was phenomenal. DeGrom was DeGrom, but that injury to Soroka is just horrible for him. He tears his Achilles. He's done for the year. Great young pitcher, and kiss of death from me here on the Daily Juice to go ahead and give that guy a nod. So not a great day at all for us, but we're back at it here today, and we've got 4 plays for you. Like I mentioned, I'm a little concerned going back to the well this quickly with 4 plays. Normally, I would slow down just a little bit, just given a 1-4 day. You have the potential to get into a really big hole if we go 0-4 again. We'd be 1-8 on the week, but we're going to try it here and tiptoe in. These are all one-unit plays, but I don't blame you if you want to fade me or you want to avoid these today because you see me going, okay, Matt, you're not seeing it this week. But here's where I am. I'm making plays. I'm making picks. Here are the games I have bet already. Let's start in the NBA with the Rockets and the Blazers. You guys asked me, one of you guys on Twitter asked me that the total of 244, I said on the podcast, hey, auto fire, right? 244, just way too high. I'm going to backtrack off that comment just a little bit. And the reason is the Portland Trail Blazers are taking on the Rockets. Rockets are favored by 4.5. The number's moving. I got it at 4.5. I've seen it at books at 5. It might go even higher than that by the time you get this. So get this number as fast as you possibly can because this number is going to move. I think it could be as high as 5.5 or 6 by the time this game tips off. But my play is Rockets minus 4.5 against the Blazers, not the under. So here's why not the under. So the Bucks shot pretty well from behind the arc, but the Rockets shot 61 times from behind the arc, NBA record, hitting 34%. They hit 21 of them. They're going to have a million more looks. The Bucks' defense was pack the paint, don't let drives happen, and let them shoot threes, right? That was their whole defense. But Portland cannot stop the three anyway. So whether they pack it in or not, this is one of the worst teams in three-point field goal percentage defensively. Portland gives up 38%, third worst in the NBA. So you have a team that wants to shoot a ton of threes. They're playing incredibly fast. And you look at what the Blazers gave up, 135 in overtime, but then 128 to the Celtics in regulation. Oh, no. I don't know how many points the Rockets are going to score, but I'm not getting in front of this. I'm going to avoid playing a total on this because I could definitely see the under coming in. I'm just not going to play it because the Rockets very easily could score like 150 coming up tonight. So I'm not touching the total, but I am taking the Rockets -4.5 here because I think they're going to beat up on this Portland team. They can score, they can run, but this is one of the teams that's just better at them at what they do. So defensively, Portland's not very good. Houston is trying to move up the ranks here in the Western Conference. I'm going to lay the 4.5. Take the Rockets over the Blazers here coming up tonight for play number one. Play number two, staying in the NBA. I know you guys are going to call this a homer pick, but I think the Celtics against the Miami Heat, I think Boston is starting to come into form. I think they're starting to show their might and their muscle. Jason Tatum had a big game against the Portland Trail Blazers. Boston laying 3.5 against Miami here. This is the battle between the third and fourth place teams in the Eastern Conference. Boston's got a 2.5 game lead. This is a back-to-back for the Miami Heat. This is not easy. They just lost a tough one to the Raptors, turning around and having to play the Boston Celtics. That is not easy. On the year, Miami is 5-6 straight up on short rest. Boston has won both games against Miami this year by 8 points and 19 points, and I think this team defensively is starting to step up and play the way that you would want if you're Brad Stevens. They're deep. Kemba Walker's minutes are starting to go up. Enes Kanter is playing really well. I've loved Gordon Hayward and what he has looked like. Tatum and Brown, maybe the best two young guard tandem in the NBA. You combine that with Kemba Walker playing bigger minutes. I love Miami. I love what they've done. Jimmy Butler has looked great here. Glad that the COVID thing was only a scare. No big deal. I know Miami shoots a lot of threes, and that can be a little bit scary, but I think Boston's just a better basketball team, a deeper basketball team, and this is a team right behind them. This is a big game for Boston in the seedings. They need it. They need to play well. I'm going to lay the 3.5 points and take the Boston Celtics -3.5 against the Miami Heat for our second play. Third play, it is our first hockey play ever here on the Daily Juice. Let's talk about first period unders, and there is a big trend right now going on. Have you seen it? Have you seen people talking about it? First period unders. So books are putting up this number, first period goals, more than 1.5 goals or under 1.5 goals. That's the total number being put up. Islanders taking on the Panthers. It's an early game. It is a 9 a.m. Pacific time start, 12 noon. All right, so I'm going to be up with coffee watching this game, getting ready for my radio show. You've got Bobrovsky versus Varlamov. You've got two very good goaltenders. The New York Islanders are tied with the Boston Bruins for the fewest goals given up in the NHL. Game one was a 2-1 final won by the Islanders here. This is a really interesting game, but I think this is a tight game. It's a must-win for the Panthers, right? They don't want to go down 2-0 here in a best-of-five series to the Islanders, but I don't think either goaltender is going to be off their game in the first period. We're going to play the first period under 1.5 goals at -140 for the Islanders and the Panthers. Yesterday, I think first period unders yesterday went 6-1, I think, or maybe 6-2, somewhere in that range, 5-2, somewhere in that range. I'm going to ride this train, and I'm going to hop on it with the Islanders and the Panthers, first period, under 1.5 goals at -140. You want an early morning sweat? There's your game for you. And finally, our fourth play here, and like I mentioned, we've got a fourth play, and this might be not smart for me to do, but here's what I'm going to do for baseball. We've not been great in baseball. Going to try to be better, but here's where we're going. We're going with the Indians and the Reds. The Reds have won 3 games in a row. Cleveland needs a victory, and Cleveland hands the ball to Shane Bieber. This dude is going to be one of the biggest superstars in baseball very soon on the pitcher's mound. He struck out 13 batters without allowing a walk or a run on Thursday against the Twins. He has 27 strikeouts over 2 starts, which is tied for the most in Major League history in a pitcher's first 2 starts of the year, according to MLB.com. And he's facing a pitcher who has really, really bad stats. Stats that would scare you. Tyler Mahle is 0-2 with an 11.37 ERA and a 2.684 whip. 2.684 whip in two career starts against the Cleveland Indians. This dude has been tattooed by the Cleveland Indians in 2018 and in 2019. Mailey gave up two runs and six hits over four innings on Tuesday against the Cubs. He's got a 4.50 ERA with four Ks, but Cleveland needs a victory. I think Shane Bieber is going to be outstanding, and I'm going to take the run line here for the Cleveland Indians, -1.5 at -110 against the Cincinnati Reds, with Shane Bieber being outstanding. Bieber fever is going to be electric coming up today for the Cleveland Indians with another amazing start for a lineup that does strike out quite a bit here. For the Cincinnati Reds, we're going to go run line, -1.5, Cleveland versus the Cincinnati Reds. So our plays for you to recap: Rockets -4.5 at -110, Boston -3.5 at -110, Islanders Panthers under 1.5 goals in the first period at -140, and Indians run line -1.5 runs at -110. My name is Matt Perrault. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast where you get your podcasts. We're making picks. Hopefully we're back with some winners tomorrow. Hopefully we're talking about a great day. Let's get it. I'm scared. I'm definitely nervous because normally I would pick two games and say, okay, let's lick our wounds, but we're going to attempt to come back here. I'm not chasing yet because we're still up. Technically, we're still up on units, so I'm not chasing. We're still doing well. It's just one of those days where you're like, hey, after a 1-4 day, you get a little bit concerned, right? You're like, okay, but we're going to fire and come back with four plays here on a Tuesday's Daily Juice. My name is Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt, and we're back tomorrow morning for another Daily Juice podcast off of bettingpros.com.